Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Two Posts with Sister Amen. Sister Amen, Do we see a bunch of weird stuff out here in van life?
We do,
different, yeah. Different, unique, strange, weird, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, and this morning, we saw something that reminded me of what happens when the light shines on a hireling modern pastor.
Well, I'll tell you what happened, and then Sister Amen can connect the dots there. So we're sitting in our parking spot at a Walmart, and I see a big motorhome, and I see people crawling under the motorhome. Yeah, a little kid, and then a younger woman, and a man. And I'm going, hey, their motorhome must be broke down. I was going to go ask them if they need help. And then I saw them run, and they're looking under another vehicle. And then before you know it, what did we see? A chicken.
A live chicken
was running around the parking lot. Apparently, what happened was some guy was selling some chickens. One got out of the cage. He was selling them. We're out in a kind of a country area. Mm-hmm. And one of them got loose, so they were chasing around. And I actually have a video. They did catch the chicken. So that was kind of interesting. But how does that equate to a modern pastor? I'm interested to hear what Sister Amen has to say.
Well, when you shine the light of truth on a modern pastor, they're a chicken and they run away.
Ah, I get it. Yeah, like the one guy, we stood outside his church and three times he kept coming back to their little picnic. And I walked back up to him three times and I said, hey, get your Bible. And each time he turned around and walked away again. Yeah, chickens. Timid cowards, Revelation 21:8, won't inherit the kingdom of God.
All right. And I was smiling about the farmer guy who was walking the chicken back to his old pickup truck. He was wearing bib overalls.
Yep, wearing bib
like
overalls.
Old,
he was smiling.
Farmer.
He had the chicken by the legs. Kind of reminded me of my youth growing up because I grew up on a farm.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
That was kind of interesting. So, yeah, we get to see all kinds of things out here, like chickens loose at Walmart and modern pastors running around like chickens with their heads cut off because they hide from the truth. Sister Amen, what's on your heart and mind today? As we do our edification audio, hope you're doing well. We had a great day, and we want to bring you some encouragement from God's Word.
Well, I was going to go back to the chicken thing.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we have that part of our life set behind us. I was just going to share that at one point in time when we were on the homestead, we were raising cows and pigs and chickens and
rabbits. Yeah, we were fully engulfed in the homestead life.
Yeah, and goats, you name it, we had everything, and selling eggs and all kinds of things.
Yeah, we were thinking, our mindset was live a simple life, be self-sufficient, make a living off your homestead, which there's nothing sinful about that, but then God put it on our hearts to go and preach the gospel rather than live in peace and safety, so.
Right, and I was thinking about that chicken. Remember the chicken plucker we borrowed?
Yeah.
It was like a homemade thing in an old washing machine.
Yep.
And they have like rubber fingers in there and you turn it on and it spins and you throw the chicken in there and it's supposed to pluck all the chicken feathers off from it.
That was insane, yeah.
Yeah, it was weird.
Many things we've been through, yeah.
Yeah.
What else is on your mind today, Sister Amen?
Well, that was part of it. I wasn't done yet. I was just going to say that I'm glad that all that is behind us.
Yeah.
And that now we get to focus on eternal things and things of God and going forth, not looking back at any of that, but going forward to share the truth and shine the light.
So, yeah, change your lifestyle. That's for sure.
I'm thankful for what we get to do today. So today I was going to read 1 Corinthians 3:19. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And I was thinking about this verse because I have...
Craftiness, huh?
I have sisters who are studying for some things that they need to do for this life just to get by in it, you know. And I was thinking about how we use wisdom for the glory of God. And that's what my sisters are doing, is doing just what they need to do in this life.
To obey man's laws.
Yep, obey man's laws and to be fruitful for the works of God.
Yep.
And they're not doing it for like foolish, vain, prideful things.
Or gain.
To lift them up.
Yeah, monetary gain or status or anything.
Yeah, and it just shows you like Luke 16:15, God abhors what man esteems.
Amen.
And so I know my sisters who love the Lord are not looking for anything that's going to esteem them, but they want to raise up Christ and
help their husbands and raise up the Lord and do ministry.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. Anything else that you wanted to share right now, or do you want me to go?
You had stuff, or I don't know how you want to do it.
Yeah. I was thinking today about, I had a brother email a man who had said in emails that the reason he's not united to us is because of my bold ways. my bold ways, my bold words, emailing him, talking with him. So he said, it's all my fault that we're not united. So I've asked this young brother to reach out to this man and find out if they can find unity in the doctrines. And I'm pretty confident what's going to happen. So is my brother. And the fact's going to be, it doesn't matter who approaches this man. This man is worldly. He has false doctrine, a false gospel, many feminized ways. He's not going to find unity with God's people unless he changes his ways. And so what it got us thinking about was, we see it all the time, it's not the messenger, it's the truth, the message. Mm-hmm. And Matthew 10 tells us that Jesus said, you'll be hated for my name's sake. We always say, you can preach it loud, you can write it on paper, you can write it on a $100 bill and hand it out, and you can bake them a cake and write it on there. They may take the $100 bill, they may want the cake, but they still don't want the message. Repent, obey the gospel, strip down your life, lose it. And so it'll be interesting to see how this one goes. I don't suspect it's going to go any different with that man. Once he gets to doctrine, he's going to find out there's an impasse. No matter how bold or no matter how mild someone is, unless you're in the truth, you can't have unity with them. So that will be interesting to see how that one goes. And then I ran into some more Mormons, and it got me thinking how I always encourage people, like when you look at religious bodies, check out their foundation and their founding. Where were they founded? You look at the Mormons, they're founded in the 1800s by a con man named Joseph Smith, built on a whole bunch of aberrant theology. And so you can really root out a lot of false ways, whether it be Jehovah's Witness, Mormon, Catholic, Evangelical, Hebrew roots. All you got to do, right? Go back to the foundation. Where did it start? Who started it? What man? What organization? Did it come from Christ and the prophets and the apostles? Or does it come from man and their false traditions? Mm-hmm. Ephesians 2:19 through 22. Now wherefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints of the household of God. I like that. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building is fitly framed together, groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are built together for habitation of God through the Spirit. So go test yourself if you're listening to this. You're a Baptist. Hey, where did they start? What are they rooted on? You're a Church of the Nazarene. You're a Lutheran. You'll find that these are all man-made denominations, man-made systems. You got to go back to the first century, and you got to follow after Christ in his word and his ways. Right, Sister Emin?
Amen.
Yeah. So just check your foundation. We are modeling ourselves after the New Testament in the first century and keeping Christ's ways and the apostles' ways. We don't have any man-made traditions. We can show you every single thing we believe and teach as doctrine is right either in the New Testament word or there is pre-Torah concepts also at play still. But everything else is outside of God's truth or was Torah law that no longer applies to us. So check your foundations and you will make sure that you will not be deceived.
I know my foundation is built on the word of God.
Amen. Amen. And many people try to say that, but you could see their fruit and it's twisted right. And it's wrong. So you can easily test that.
Yeah, we can prove where ours comes from.
Amen. Amen. We just go right to the word of God. We don't have to add no man-made writings, no man-made traditions, no denominational names, no Christmas, no Easter, no Good Friday, no worldliness, no easy believism. No, we just take you right to the scriptures and show you what God's word says.
Right. Praise God for that.
Yeah. What else, Sister Amin?
I had a scripture verse because you're talking about the end times and yep. What's going on in the world. I just had this I was going to read. Revelation 14, 12 and 13. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them.
I like that, rest from their labors. And we labor not in vain also.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
That's pretty awesome. I had another thought today. I was talking to some brothers about some of these younger saints are going through some trials and tribulations. Wow, look at that beautiful sunset.
I know. I'm
just looking at the sunset. It's gorgeous. Maybe we'll take a picture and add it to the top of this. Go take a picture, Sister Emin, please. And we'll add it to the top of our daily edification. I was talking to some brothers that have some challenges, younger brothers, newer believers, and they have a lot of things on their plate. And I was encouraging them all the good things God has done for them. And by the time we were done talking, they realized that they ended up getting what they always wanted: the truth, new life, brethren that love them, and ministries to go out and preach the gospel. And guess what? They ended up realizing they're highly favored among God because how God has blessed them. God's grace means favor. I got a teaching coming up on this. God's grace means favor. Ephesians 4:7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. So the grace of God is favor. In Christ, we get favor. It's not unmerited favor. We have a part to play. What Christ did was a gift to us. We could never earn that. But we have a part to play that gives us favor, makes us worthy with God. And it talks about in Revelation that those who keep his commandments have the right to the tree of life. There's your worthiness. There's part of the favor there. So it's not unmerited favor. My teaching is going to cover that. So yeah, these brothers kind of had a little bit different aspect to look at when they realized, hey, we are favored. God has blessed us. God's given us much. It's always good to, not good. It's always human nature to look at what you don't have. And it's always human nature to look at what maybe are the struggles. But a lot of people miss what they have as their blessings. And godliness with contentment is great gain. So always count your blessings and you'll be a contented person, right, Sister Roman?
Right. So like when your phone says 40%, let's rejoice because there's still 40% left on it.
Yeah, that's hard to do too because my phone's always running dead. But yeah, that's a good point.
Less than that,
good point. Yeah. What else on your mind today, Sister Roman?
How about a question?
A question? Well, I may have to answer your question with another question for you, but I guess you get to go first. I have a question for you, too. And we don't know what these questions are, folks, either.
No.
We just kind of just play it by ear. I'm ready.
All right. So when I ask you this question, what you answer with isn't necessarily like the top of your list. It's just what pops in your head first.
Oh, wow.
So what pops in your mind
Pizza.
When I ask you this? No, not that.
Okay. Hey, that just popped in my mind. I thought you were going to ask me about food.
No. You like pizza?
I do like pizza. Yeah. I was going to say roasted hot dogs because we're going to be doing that with the brothers over the fire Sunday, Lord willing.
No, that's not even close to the answer you're going to get.
I'm sure it's something more better like eternal things.
Yeah. So here you go. Explain or share one of the most unique witnessing experiences you had with somebody.
Oh, my. Oh, well, the first one that pops up in my mind is Cody, Wyoming. We're sitting in a Wendy's working online, and I said to Sister Amin, we need to go. And she said, what? We just got here. I said, I think we need to go. Let's go walk down the street and go witness. We get up, we pack up, park our van, go walking down the street, and I see way down the sidewalk a guy coming in a white long robe. And I look, and he's got a 3-foot-long chain with like a 8-inch-long cross. Turns out he's a Roman Catholic monk. Mm-hmm. And I got to witness to him in the middle of the street. If we didn't get up and leave right when I felt like we should leave, I would have missed him. A whole bunch of people were standing around watching me witness this Roman Catholic monk. Turns out he's the priest from the local Catholic church. He actually invited me. I should back up. We went and stood outside their church then. He was a very nice man. Probably one of the most loving men I ever met. Watch out. Satan's workers can be loving. Roman Catholic priests are Satan's workers. But he was very nice, very loving, an angel of light. And we went and stood outside his church. And I remember that. His people all going in hated us and were mean to us and were wicked to us. And we're just standing with signs. How were they when they came out, Sister Amin?
Well, they were kind of two-faced because they came out really nice.
Yep.
Really, really nice until you gave him the word of God again, and then they turned mean again. But
the priest knew I was standing out there, and he told them, I know him. In fact, it's kind of funny. He was a Korean man, and he came out with broken English, and he stood outside their big Catholic building, and he's yelling to me, Hi, Jim. I was going by Jim back then. My name is James. He's like, Hi, Jim. And he was telling all the people, he's a godly man. Don't mock him. We just disagree on a few things. But I had a long talk with him. And then really here, this is where it gets interesting. He invited me to come speak to his Catholic church. Mm-hmm. But the reason I didn't do it, I had to go inside their pagan temple. He told me, you only have 15 minutes. And he said, I couldn't answer any questions or do anything. He really limited me. And I said, no, thank you. I said, why don't you bring all your people outside and let me talk freely? And he wouldn't do that. So that was one of the most interesting ones, probably, was that Roman Catholic monk.
Yeah. Can I add something to that? This might
sure.
This might lead into another one.
Yeah.
A little bit of a story. Maybe not that time, but at one point in time, when we were out there, we'd been witnessing, and somebody said, you know, you need to take this highway that goes along the foothills of the mountains, and it goes almost to a dead end to a camping spot.
Yeah.
And so we drove along that. It was phenomenal, looking up at the mountains. And we saw some, you know, a thunderstorm came through, and it rained. And we didn't think anything of it. It was phenomenal. The thunder was booming between the mountains.
Yep.
And we saw some big waterfalls.
We're right by Yellowstone.
Yeah, yeah. And we drove and drove out in the middle of nowhere. They actually had a little tiny school that had 8 or 10 foot high fences to block off for the grizzly bears
show up.
And we drive all the way down until we get onto this nasty gravel road that's getting washed out by the thunderstorm that came
flash through. Flood.
So Brother Tupo, somehow he turned our van around in a little area. We go back, and all of a sudden part of the road is covered
washed
with
out.
Mud. And so we pull off. We're having a cup of coffee while everybody's stacking up
yep.
behind us. It's like a way out in the middle of nowhere. It's not really busy, but
yep.
there's farms and things like that. And there was a cowboy that Brother Tupos was talking to and witnessing
yep.
to. He was like all slick looking and all clean and
yep.
fancy boots and stuff.
Said he was a Christian.
Yep. And Brother Tupos had just got done witnessing to a group of real cowboys.
Oh, yeah. These guys were
dirty
ranchers.
Guys.
Dirty
ranchers,
and chewing
yeah.
and spitting. And
great big huge
they
Dooley,
smelled like the cows.
Yeah. Big Dooley truck with a big trailer. Somehow they got that thing turned around. Yeah. And so I thought it was kind of interesting. So Brother Tupos got to witness to them.
Whole bunch
I think
of them.
I witnessed to a woman there. While we're waiting, all this flood water is covering the roads out in the middle of like
yeah.
nowhere. And these rancher cowboys, they go walking through the water, which is like a couple feet deep.
Yep, with their dirty manure-covered
yep.
boots.
And this cowboy, this slick, brand-new cowboy.
City-looking boy. He looked like his boots were brand-new. His shirt was pure white. His jeans had never seen dirt. He goes trudging through the water with them. That was hilarious. You could tell he didn't want to. They're like, come on, let's go.
It was funny.
He
yeah.
got to the other side. They were all covered with mud. And then a farmer showed up with a huge front wheel machine and cleared the road for us all to get through.
Yeah, it was still kind of, it was weird driving
yeah.
through that because the water was still going.
We've been through a lot of different things, yeah.
Side. So I was just thinking about that turned into really unusual witnessing.
Yep.
We're sitting there having a cup of coffee.
Yep.
We offered granola bars to people. And
yeah.
Sitting
yeah,
there witnessing in the middle of nowhere with a flood covering the road.
It was, and that wasn't far from where I saw the Roman Catholic monk.
Exactly.
That was, yeah, out west. We did. Oh. We were out west about 2 or 3 years, and we did a lot of witnessing out there.
You know what made me think about that?
What?
They have a monastery out on the
yep.
along that road.
That's yep, they
what
do.
Made me think about it.
They
it's
do.
Out in the middle of... out in the middle of nowhere in the foothills.
Yeah, they do,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah,
I'm glad
was...
you brought that one up. That was good.
Yeah, so you just kind of triggered. I forgot all about that.
I have a question for you. I mean, one question deserves another, I think.
Okay, I thought maybe I could distract you with my other story. There,
nope.
But... okay.
Nope, you got something else yet? Go ahead, if you got something else, I'll save my
I
question.
I have a scripture verse, but that's about it. My
go ahead, read your so... scripture verse.
Oh, well, you can do the question first.
All right,
want.
So
whatever.
Tomorrow, Lord willing, we're going out to this big festival in the middle of nowhere in a little town, but there's supposed to be many, many, many thousands of people show up. And so it's one of those situations where we get our gospel signs out and we go and stand against the world, stand against the broad road, witness, hand out tracts, talk to people. So what I want to know, Sister Amen, is
mm-hmm.
right when you walk up, we're walking with our gospel signs, and right before we walk in the midst of all these hundreds or a couple thousand people at a time, what's on your mind?
Literally, you
yeah.
know what pops in my mind? Yay, I get to bring the truth.
Really?
That's, yeah, like literally when I get to see all these people, it's like, hey, look what I got. Does anybody want it? I got the truth.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's why we go to these things, because it's like a public forum where we have every right to do what we do. We get access to thousands of people. I mean, you just can't get that. That's why we do these events. You just can't get that out in the world. In the world, people are rushing, driving, they're going to work, they're going to the bank. You get a couple people here and there, and that's great. But that's why we go to these big events, because in one day, we can walk past 30, 40, 50,000 people
yeah.
and preach and hold signs to them. So that's why we do it. It's a mass gospel blast.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing you think about, huh?
Yeah, pretty much for the most part. What I do is I put that the forefront of my mind, praising God in it, so that way my flesh doesn't go, oh, they're going to hate this.
Yeah, amen. That's a good one. That was a good way you answered that. What's your scripture verse you want to share?
It is 2 Timothy 1:8-9. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me as prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began.
I love that.
Kind of goes along with what I was just saying, not being ashamed of it.
Yeah, amen. Good verse. Yeah, so tomorrow we talked about with two brothers. They're going to meet us there. We're going to this festival, so we get to go and lift up the gospel good news, remind people about God's wrath, tell them about his goodness, how they can receive it by repentance and following Christ. And here's something that we have to do often. My scripture verse I want to end this with. We have to ask for our rights as American citizens. Mm-hmm. And most of the time we're asking for our First Amendment right, which is to go forth and have free speech, to speak what we want to speak. In our case, we want to speak the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you might say, well, where do you get precedence for that? Why do you have to do that? You claim you're not of America, you're not of the world. Well, we use Paul as an example, Brother Paul. Acts 22:24-29. Check this out. Paul is in prison or being held captive. And guess what happens? Watch this. The chief captain commanded him to be brought into the castle and bade that he should be examined by scourging. That means they beat you. That they might know wherefore they cried so against him. And as they bound him with thongs, ropes, Paul said unto the centurion that stood by, is it lawful for you to scourge a man that's a Roman and uncondemned? And when the centurion heard that, he went and told the chief captain, saying, take heed what thou doest, for this man is a Roman. And then the chief captain came out and said to him, tell me, art thou a Roman? Paul said, yes, yea. And the chief captain answered, with a great sum obtained I this freedom. And Paul said, I was born free. Then straightway they departed from him, which should have examined him. And the chief captain also was afraid, after he knew that he was a Roman, because he had been bound. There's Roman laws back then. You couldn't whip and beat a Roman citizen. They had to get a fair trial. Paul called for his Roman rights. Why? Not because Paul was afraid of being persecuted for the faith. He wanted to go to Rome. He wanted to preach the gospel there. He wanted to have a court case in Rome. So he called out for it. So that's why you'll hear me on audio telling officers, no, no, I have First Amendment rights right here on this free street. And if I don't, they're going to always try to run us off. They're not going to let us preach the gospel. So that is our ground by which we stand, that we can have First Amendment rights when we're in a public place, we're peaceful, we're legal. Everyone else gets to walk by and say whatever they want. It's fair and just and lawful for us to be able to do the same. What do you think of that, Sister Amin?
Right. Whenever they say something to me, I just ask them, you know, am I doing something wrong? And they say no, and we can just go about our business now.
Yep. Yeah, I've had more and more police trying to interrupt me, and I have to turn to them and say, I'm using my First Amendment rights. Am I being detained? That means, is there any reason, any law I'm breaking? And they always say no. And I say, if you would like a gospel card, if they say no, then I say, I'm going to be about my business then. And I just keep going.
Yep.
And so that's what we do. So I wanted to bring that up. And if you're a street preacher, you'll find out about that in America, because everybody tells you, you can't be out there, even though everybody in their patriotic idolatry is so happy about all the war and killing that gave us freedom.
Oh, I know.
I guess it's not freedom to preach the gospel, though.
No, and it's their world, so it's just something to get used to, because it's just going to get worse and worse, sister.
Just something we march through. So, yeah, tomorrow we're going to go out there, and we're going to shine the light of Christ, and I'm looking forward to it with those brothers. And then Sunday, we're going to take a slower day. We're going to tent camp. I'm going to tent camp with my brothers, and I might teach them how they want to learn how to fish, catch some fish for dinner maybe. We'll see. But mostly we're going to fellowship and just spend time together. Because we won't always be here with them. We'll be headed south at some point, and these brothers will be here, left behind. And so it's good that we have fellowship and time while we're here. So we're looking forward to that. Sister Amin's going to cook for us if we don't catch fish.
Well, I thought you were cooking on the fire.
Well, we are cooking on the fire no matter what. And then if we catch some fish, who knows, we might cook those up too, just to show them how to cook them. But Sister Amin's there. She takes good care of us no matter what.
And, I always got something if we need it.
Yep. If we don't catch fish, the brothers are bringing some hot dogs to cook, and there's always, I told Sister Amin, go simple and easy. There's always peanut butter and jelly. But
right.
Sister Amin always whips up something for us. So
we got eggs too and hay.
I'm going to be cooking eggs and toast. Yep. And so it's going to be a good day.
And we got a simple dessert, don't we?
Simple dessert coming up. Sister Amin will post a thing about that.
Yeah.
And so we're looking forward to the weekend, and if the Lord gives it to us.
God's going to be
glorified. We got to get going right now because we got to go jump on a video call with our brothers and sisters coming up real soon. Anything else, Sister Amen?
Yeah, I didn't just out. Take a picture of that sunset. I did a video.
Oh, you did a video.
That's pretty awesome.
So that video of the sunset will be up on the top of the edification post.
Our Father did that.
Amen. And that's all for today. We just hope that this has blessed you. May you rejoice in what God has done for us, saints. Seekers, you need to repent. Check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. We will report whenever we can. We don't know how much signal we're going to have, where we're going to be. So if you don't hear from us for a couple days, tomorrow and Sunday, we may not have a good signal. I don't know. We will see. And then we will report back with our post and have stories from the road and Gospel Road and hopefully some good witnessing experiences. I know the gospel will go out. Hopefully we'll have stories of some people that have listened and received it.
Yeah, right. Hopefully.
Amen. All right. We love you all. Hold fast to the truth. I hope you all have prothumia. What is that, Sister Amen?
It's not a sickness.
What is prothumia?
Readiness of mind.
Yeah, readiness of mind to hear the truth of God. Go read Acts 17, where the Bereans were noble, and they had a readiness of mind, prothumia, to hear the scriptures. I hope that's you.
It is me.
And I hope that's the people that are listening.
Yeah.
And I hope it's me.
I was going to say, I hope it's you, too.
I know it's our brother and sisters, too.
Yeah, I can see that in my sisters out there and the brothers, too.
Amen.
Speaking of which, I love you, sisters.
Yep, and love the brethren. We love you all. Hold fast until we come to you again next time.
Lord willing.
May God be praised.